下午我们以在我神殿中做柱子一起来学习。
This afternoon, I would like to share with you this topic of be a pillar in the temple of my God.
我们看启示录第三章。
Please refer to Revelation chapter 3,
12节。
Verse 12.
启示录三章十二节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在他上面。
Verse 12, He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
这是圣灵写信给腓拉铁菲教会所讲的话。
Here were the words of the Holy Spirit in his letter to the church in Philadelphia.
他说，如果你得胜，
It says that if you can become victorious,
神呢就会叫他在神的殿中做柱子。
Then God will make him a pillar in the temple of my God.
今天我们就以这一节作为题目。
So this is our topic today.
我们知道任何一个建筑物都有柱子。
We know that in any building, there must be a pillar.
柱子很重要。
Pillars are very important.
没有柱子，那房顶就会塌下来。
Without these pillars, the roof would collapse.
没有柱子，房子都不是房子。
Without pillars, there wouldn't be a house.
柱子都以前在古代的建筑物来说呢，都做得很大很漂亮。
In the ancient times, when they build a building, they would make pillars very strong and very beautiful.
如果你要在神的殿中做柱子，
And if you want to be a pillar in the temple of God,
代表你在神眼中很宝贵。
Meaning that you are very precious in the eyes of God.
能够承担很多。
That you can take up a lot of responsibilities.
在神看中眼中你很重要。
That you are very important in the eyes of God.
这是一种福气。
This is a blessing.
但是你要先得胜，你才能够当柱子。
But you must first overcome in order to become a pillar.
如果你输了，或者说你失败了，你就不再是柱子了。
Because if you lose or if you fail, then you can no longer be a pillar.
那我们今天就来讲一讲，到底为什么腓拉铁菲教会它可以当柱子。
So today, we will talk about why the church in Philadelphia was able to become a pillar.
还有呢，我们再来讲讲，那我们如果要当柱子的话，要哪一方面要追求？
We will also study in which area we need to pursue after in order to become a pillar in the temple of God.
我们看启示录的第三章第七节。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 3, verse 7.
第七节，你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者。
And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write.
这里是圣灵写信给腓拉铁菲教会。
Here,The Holy Spirit wrote a letter to the church in Philadelphia.
腓拉铁菲教会啊，腓拉铁菲这个地方的意思就是兄弟之爱。
The meaning of the word Philadelphia is brotherly love.
这个腓拉铁菲这个意思啊，非常有很好的意境在里面。
And this word Philadelphia contains very good meaning.
想起这个城市呢，就让我想起，这个是有爱的，有兄弟之爱。
Brotherly love. Think about love.
今天在美国有一个城市啊，也是叫。费城啊，就是其实是腓拉铁菲。
There is also a city in the United States called Philadelphia.
那我们知道一个教会要吸引人。
We know that in order for a church to attract people,
才能够把人带到神的面前的。
The church must first attract people in order to bring people to God.
如果一个教会慕道者来到，来一次就觉得够了，不用再来了。
If a friend comes to a church and then just once and he feels that is enough, I don't need to go anymore.
道理讲得再好啊，别人也不会有第二次的机会来听。
Then it does not matter how well you teach the gospel, nobody will come.
那有人就说啊，教会要怎么才可以吸引人？
So people may say what the church should do in order to attract more people.
有人说我们中午的食物啊，午餐呢要丰富一点。
People may suggest that we need a better lunch.
大家都很喜欢吃东西。
We all like to eat.
有人就说了，教会要多办一些活动。
Or some may suggest that we need more activities.
烹饪班啊，学中文啊。
Maybe some cooking class or Chinese class.
甚至有一些教会呢，有盖羽毛球场啊、篮球场啊，来打球的人就顺便去教会。
There are some churches that have gyms so that people can do sports, play basketball or badminton.
有人说啊，教会的道理啊要加强。
Some people may say that.The gospel this church preach must improve.
当然也不能讲得太长。
And you cannot speak too long.
但是也不能太短。
But you also cannot, the service cannot be too short.
当然有很多方面呢可以吸引人去教会。
Of course, there are many things that people can do to attract more to come to church.
但是其实真正吸引人到神的家呢，就是只有一样。
But in actual fact, there is only one thing that can attract people to come to the house of God.
就是爱。
That is love.
我们知道为什么一个人想回家。
We know that why would a person want to go home?
一个人如果想回家，因为他觉得这个家有爱。
A person would want to go home because he knows that there is love at home.
父母用爱心的来接纳这个孩子。
He knows that the parents would use love to treat the children.
兄弟姐妹也用爱来相待。
And the siblings also treat each other with love.
这种家不一定是住在大宅。
And this kind of family doesn't necessarily have to own a big house.
也不一定是每天吃鲍鱼鱼翅。
Or it doesn't have to have very good food every day.
这种家因为有爱，所以孩子就很想回家。
But because there is love in this family, therefore kids will want to come home to this family.
太太对丈夫有爱，丈夫一下班就会赶回家。
And if a wife can show love to her husband, then the husband would very naturally want to come home after work every day.
所以教会是一个家。
The church is also a family.
怎么可以吸引人来教会？
How can we attract more to come to church?
就是在教会里面就有兄弟之爱。
In the church, there must be brotherly love.
因为神是看不见的。
Because God is invisible.
道理讲得再好。
It doesn't matter how good the gospel or the word is.
如果一聚完会，散会之后，大家没有感觉到这种爱。
If after the service ends, nobody feels any love.
很难叫人家继续来。
It would be very difficult to tell others to come.
菲拉铁菲是一个很好的教会。
But the church in Philadelphia was very good.
从他的名字都知道，一定也是有他的优点。
From his name, from her name, we know that she must have her virtues.
我们教会也是一样。
It's the same for us.
有时候我们教会看到第一次来的慕道朋友。
Sometimes when we see the friends who are here for the first time.
那我们就要主动的去跟人家打招呼。
Then we have to proactively say hi to the friends.
或者是关心呢。
Or to care for them.
或者是他一个人来教会没有亲人的。
Or maybe there are people who come here alone, they don't have any other relatives here.
刚新搬来的。
Maybe they have just moved here.
甚至可能今天坐在你旁边，你没有见过这个人。
Perhaps there's a new face sitting beside you today.
我们都不要以这种陌生人的感觉来面对。
We should not deal with this with a stranger's attitude.
我们要自己想要去认识人。
We should be more proactive to know these strangers.
进去里面得到让别人感觉到这种温暖。
So that people can feel the warmth.
这么教会是一个家。
Because the church is a family.
那我再看回来第七节。
Let's refer back to verse 7.
这里怎么形容神呢？
And how does this describe God?
这里说啊，神是圣洁又真实的。
Here describe God as He who is holy, He who is true.
神有两个特性。
God has two characteristics.
第一就是他是圣洁的。
First is he is holy.
就是无罪的。
He is without sin.
我们人都是有罪的。
People have sinned.
我们可能觉得为什么基督教老是说我们有罪。
We may feel that how come Christian churches always preach that people have sins.
没有错，我们大罪可能没有犯。
It is true that perhaps we don't commit any major sin.
但是我们小罪呢却是不断。
But we often commit a lot of minor, little sins.
人类的法律以你没有做坏事定义你到底有没有犯罪。
From a human perspective, from a human laws, the definition of sin is whether you have broken the law.
但是神的看呢，是看你的内心更深一层的。
However, when God looks at man, he looks at our heart.
看你的动机。
He looks at our motivation.
看你的心思意念。
He looks at our thoughts.
所以这样一比下来，我们都是罪人。
So when we make this comparison, we find that we are all sinners.
可能我比你好一点。
It is true that I may be a little better than you.
我们放到神面前，我们都是不好。
But put ourselves in front of God, we are all bad.
就像画一条直线。
Just like drawing a line, straight line.
你可能用手画得很直。
Yeah, you may be able to draw a straight line with your hands.
跟一把尺比起来，我们的直线都是不直。
But when you compare it to the line drawn with the ruler, the lines that we draw are not straight at all.
因为我们没有办法完全。
Because we are not perfect.
所以只有神是圣洁的。
Therefore, only God is holy.
所以我们来到神面前。
So when we come before God,
就是要追求圣洁。
We have to pursue after holiness.
信了主之后。
After we have believed in the Lord,
就追求圣洁。
We have to pursue holiness.
一个人只有心里圣洁，他才会有平安。
Only if a person is holy in his heart, then he can have peace.
心里不圣洁的人是没有平安的。
A person who is not holy in his heart, he lacks peace.
晚上也睡不好。
He cannot fall asleep at night.
因为他很多的事情担心。
Because he has many things to worry about.
一个家如果有人不圣洁。
If there is someone who is unholy in the family,
这个家就没有了平安了。
Then this family would lose peace.
所以信神就是要追求圣洁。
So to believe in God is to pursue after holiness.
这是基督教跟其他宗教很不一样的地方。
And this is a major difference between Christian faith and other religions.
其他宗教的是你有需要去这个神明帮助，你要拿到帮助，你就可以走了。
For most of the other religions, when you have some needs in your life, you will go and seek the gods, and they would answer your prayer, and after you have received help, you would walk away.
这种是要得到东西的一种动机。
This is a way to gain help.
但是当你相信真神，
However, in order to believe in the true God,
目的不是要得到东西。
Your motivation should not be to receive something.
目的是让神帮助你做一个更圣洁的人。
Your goal should be for God to help you and become holier,
让你可以得到真正的平安喜乐。
So that you can receive peace and joy.
这里又说啊，神的另外一个特性，就是他是真实的。
He also says another characteristic of God is he is true.
这个世界啊，太多假货了，假东西。
There are too many false things in this world.
基本上你讲得出来的东西现在都已经有假货了。
Anything that you can see, there must be a counterfeit.
假鸡蛋。
There is a fake egg.
当我听到说，鸡蛋都可以有假的。
I was quite surprised to hear that even people can have fake eggs, fake wine,
假油，
fake oil.
什么都有假的。
Everything there is a counterfeit.
价值越高的东西越多假货。
The more valuable an object is, the more people will try to make fake items.
艺术界里面我们知道最值钱的不是金银珠宝，最值钱是艺术界的画，名画。
We know that in the art circle, the most valuable things are not jewelries, rather they are art pieces.
一幅名画可以几十亿美金。
A painting can worth more tens of millions of dollars.
所以现在艺术界也有很多假货。
So there are also many fake paintings in the art world.
假的很像。
And these fake items are looks very real.
假的很真。
They are fake. They look very real.
真假难分啊。
Sometimes it's very hard to distinguish the true one and the fake ones.
价值太高了，所以太多模仿了。
Because it is something so valuable, therefore people want to imitate it.
那么神是最重要的。
But God is the most important.
全世界很多人都要找神。
People want to seek after God.
但是我们要找神，要找那个真的神。
But when we are looking for God, we must find the true God.
不是人造出来的神。
It is not, this God must not be made by human hands.
不是物质的神。
It is not a God of an object.
我们要找那个创造人类天地万物的真神。
Rather, we must find that God who created the world, created human beings.
因为要找到真神，你的人生才会不一样。
Because you must find the true God so that your life can be different.
找到真神，你才会有永生啊。
And only true God can offer you eternal life.
那我这里形容啊，这也是神的是，主耶稣是拿着了大卫的钥匙。
Here also describes that the Lord Jesus has the key of David.
为什么这里形容啊，主耶稣啊是拿着大卫的钥匙啊？
Why does here describe the Lord Jesus as the one who holds the key of David?
钥匙很重要。
Keys are sometimes very important.
我相信大家口袋里面一定有你家里的钥匙。
I believe you all have the keys to your house in your pocket.
有你车子的钥匙。
Or the keys to your car.
你有这条钥匙，代表你有进到这个家的权柄。
Because if you have the key, it represents that you have the right to enter into the house.
你有钥匙，他把很轻易的把它打开那个门。
That you can only easily open the door if you have a key.
你没有钥匙，你是进不去的。
If you don't have the key, then you cannot enter.
这里说大卫的钥匙。
Here says the key of David.
大卫是预表主耶稣基督。
David also represents, prefigures the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是从大卫的后裔出来的。
The Lord Jesus came from the descendant of David.
所以这个就是预表救恩的门。
So this is prefiguring this door of salvation.
全世界很多人在找救恩。
There are many people in this world looking for salvation.
找永生。
Looking for eternity.
但是要找对门。
But you must find the right door.
不是每一道门都对的。
Because not every door leads to the right place.
有人说所有宗教都一样。
People may say that all religions are the same.
都是要人家做善事。
They just want people to do good.
没有错，在做善事的层面上，这是都一样。
It is true that on the level of doing good, all religions have the same purpose.
但是宗教不是只是要人家做善事。
However, religion is not just for people to do good.
做善事本来就是人的义务。
Doing good is human responsibility.
就是你不信宗教也应该做善事。
Even if you don't believe in any religion, you should do good.
那宗教是什么原因？
But what is the purpose of a religion?
宗教是你要找到你从哪里来。
The purpose of faith is so that you can find where you come from.
宗就是你从哪里来的意思。
The word religion in Chinese has the meaning of source.
到底谁创造你出来的呢？
Who created you?
这个神跟你有什么关系呢？
And how is this God related to you?
一定要找得对。
You must find the right
door. 所以你找对门了。
If you find the right door,
那就还要进去啊。
Then you have to enter it.
你怎么进去？
How do you enter it?
你需要钥匙。
You need a key.
这个钥匙就是真理。
And this key is the truth.
啊，我们看马太福音。
Please refer to the Gospel of Matthew.
啊，马太福音的十六章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音的第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
啊，十八节。
Verse 18.
马太福音十六章的十八节。
Matthew 16 verse 18.
十六章十八节。
Matthew 16 verse 18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
十九节。
19.
我要把天国的钥匙交给你啊。凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
这里主耶稣跟彼得讲了一番很重要的话。
Here the Lord Jesus said something very important to Peter.
主耶稣说：“我要把我的教会啊，这里是讲到教会。
Build my church. About church.
建在哪里呢？”
Where will Jesus build his church?
建在这磐石上。
To build the church on this rock.
天主教说啊，这个就是指着彼得了。
So Catholic Church interpret this as this rock means Peter.
所以他们说彼得就是第一个教王。
Therefore they said that Peter was the first pope.
啊，这个错的。
This is wrong.
这个磐石是主耶稣讲他自己。
This rock is the Lord Jesus is referring to himself.
彼得这个名字他是小石头，也不是大磐石。
The meaning of the word Peter is only a small rock. It's not a, it's only a small stone. It's not a rock.
教会是建立在主耶稣基督这块大磐石上，而不是建立在彼得这个人上面。
But the church of Jesus is built on this, foundation of this, this big rock. It's not just on Peter.
因为主耶稣是灵磐石。
Because the Lord Jesus is a spiritual rock.
但是主耶稣有一个很重要的东西交给彼得。
But here the Lord Jesus gave Peter something very important.
这是天国的钥匙。
The keys of the kingdom of heaven.
如果你要进天国，
if you want to enter into heaven,
你要问彼得拿这个天国的钥匙。
You have to get this key from Peter.
有人可能说了，哎呀，怎么天国啊？我现在每天生活都忙得要死了，还想天国？
Talk about heaven. I'm so busy to think about heaven.
我人生赚钱都来不及了，还跟他讲。
Make a living. What? Don't talk to me about heaven.
没有错，很多人都没有空想天国。
It is true that people may not have time to think about heaven.
没有空想永生。
People may not have time to think about eternal life.
但是其实天国离我们不远。
But actually, heaven is not far away from us.
我们人生离开死亡也不是那么远。
That we are not that far away from death.
上个礼拜在俄罗斯，在莫斯科附近有发生强轰难，空难。
Last week there was an air disaster in Russia.
哇，那个飞机要降落之前。
That before this plane was about to land,
失控了，整个飞机撞在那个跑道上面。
The pilot lost control and the whole plane crashed onto the runway.
整个飞机爆炸。
The whole plane exploded.
死了五十几个人。
And more than 50 people died.
哇，里面也有什么政府的高官啊，什么在里面
？And there were government officials sitting in this plane.
啊，当你去医院看一看。
When you go to the hospital,
很多人生病。
There are many sick people in the hospital.
当你去墓园看一看。
When you go to the cemetery,
全部都是已经过去的人了。
There are people who have already died.
所以人生的生老病死。
So in this human life, our birth, aging, getting sick and getting old,
是必然的。
This is something unavoidable.
有句话，棺材不是装老人，而装死人。
There's a saying that says, coffins do not contain old people, but it contains dead people.
所以真的有时候我们要为永生来打算。
Therefore, we have to prepare for our eternal life.
所以如果有一天我们生命结束了。
So if one day our life ends,
你能不能进天国？
Can we enter into the kingdom of heaven?
看看你有没有这个天国的钥匙。
It depends on whether you have the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
这是圣经的真理。
In the Bible.
这个钥匙交给彼得。
So this key has been handed over to Peter.
这是等于交给教会。
Meaning that it has been handed over to the church.
所以菲拉铁菲教会它是有这个钥匙的。
So the church in Philadelphia had this key.
我们看回来启示录第三章。
Let's refer back to Revelation chapter 3.
这个教会呢，我们看第七节啊。
Verse 7.
这里说这个钥匙啊，门开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开。
He says, "He who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens."
啊，这什么意思
？What does this mean?
天国的门呢、啊，这是救恩的门。
This door of salvation, this door of heaven.
现在是打开的。
Right now it's open.
没有人可以关。
Nobody can close it.
现在是救恩的门还打开。
Right now the door of salvation is still open.
谁要来信都可以。
Anybody can come to believe.
只要你愿意来信。
As long as you are willing.
门是还是打开的。
The door is open.
你愿意跪下去求圣灵。
As long as you are willing to kneel down to pray for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是会给你的。
The Holy Spirit will be given to you.
因为现在这个门还是打开的。
Because right now the gate is still open.
没有人可以关得起来。
Nobody can shut it.
但是有一天这个门会关起来。
But one day this door will be shut.
那个时候就是恩门关闭的。
And that is the day when the door of grace is closed.
那个时候大逼迫来到了。
And that day, when that day comes, there will also be great tribulation.
那个时候你要进这个救恩的没有机会了。
And at that time, you will no longer have opportunities to enter into the door of salvation.
要求圣灵也求不到了。
That you will no longer be able to pray for the Holy Spirit.
当恩门关闭的时候，就没有机会了。
Because the door of salvation has been shut, there's no more opportunities.
我们个人的人生也是一样。
It's the same for our own life.
现在还有机会可以悔改。
Right now, we still have a chance to repent.
那我们赶快进到这个门里面呢。
So we can still enter into this gate.
不要等到这个门关了，我们就还在外面还在哭。
We don't want to wait until the door has been shut, then we are just crying outside.
这样就太可怜了。
And that is truly Peter.
我们看第八节。
Let's refer to verse 8.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我要在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
这里是神跟他们讲的话。
Here, the Lord spoke to the church.
我知道你的行为。
I know your works.
我知道你略有一点点力量。
I know you have a little strength.
这句话是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
知道这腓拉铁腓教会啊，虽然没有非常的坚强。
It means that even though the church in Philadelphia was not exceptionally strong.
但是呢，他们有一点点力量，他们已经尽力了。
But they had a little strength and they did to the best of their abilities.
主也知道。
The Lord knew.
所以主也赞赏他们，赞美他们。
Therefore, the Lord also praised them.
至少在那么艰难的情况之下，你有坚守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
That you have not forsaken my name, and you have held on to my word in such difficult situation.
有时候我们自己也知道我们很软弱。
Sometimes we also know that we are very weak.
我们略有一点点力量。
But we only have a little strength.
但是呢，主耶稣会补足给我们。
But the Lord will add to our strength.
我们不要以为我们很刚强。
We should not think that we are very strong.
没有人在神面前是很刚强的。
Because no one is strong in front of God.
连保罗他都不敢说自己是很刚强。
Even Paul did not dare to say that he was strong.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians.
十二章。
Verse chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多后书的十二章的第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9.
哥林多后书的十二章的九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9。
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆备我。
And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
这句话是很多基督徒非常喜欢的一句话。
This is a verse that a lot of Christians really like.
是主耶稣安慰保罗的话。
These are the words of comfort from the Lord Jesus to Paul.
也是主耶稣今天安慰我们的话。
In the same way, the Lord Jesus also comfort us these words.
保罗很软弱啊。
Paul was very weak.
他有一个病啊，怎么祷告都没有好。
He had a sickness that no matter how much he prayed, he could not be healed.
好像一根刺。
It was like a thorn.
他很想神医治他。
He wanted God to heal him.
但是他都没有好。
But he was not made well.
但是主耶稣安慰他。
But the Lord comforted him.
我的恩典够你用了。
My grace is sufficient.
这句话真的很宝贵。
This is very valuable.
我的能力是在人的软弱上显出来。
My strength is made perfect in weakness.
所以每次我们承认我们是软弱。
So every time when we admit that we are weak,
主的能力就会来了。
The power of the Lord will come upon us.
像腓拉铁菲教会一样。
Just like the church in Philadelphia.
虽然他们不是很完全。
Even though they were not perfect.
但是他们有一点点力量拿出来。
But they only had a little strength, but they were able to take out their strength.
神就够了，神就知道够了，这样可以了。
So God said that was enough.
神就会再帮助他们。
And God helped them.
我们看回来启示录的第三章。
Let's refer back to Revelation chapter 3.
第三章的第八节啊。
Chapter 3, verse 8.
最后一句话，三章第八节。
Verse 8.
看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
See, I've set before you an open door, and no one can shut it.
这句话是一个很大的祝福。
This is a great blessing.
神要给你一个敞开的门。
The Lord, God will give you an open door.
是没有人可以关的。
Something that no one can shut.
这句话很有能力啊。
This is very powerful.
神给你一个开了的门，没有人可以关你的门。
God give you an open door and nobody can shut it.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
第一是讲福音的门。
First, it means the door of gospel.
因为腓拉铁菲教会有兄弟之爱。
Because the church in Philadelphia had brotherly love.
他们也坚守神的道。
They also hold fast to the word of God.
他们虽然没有很多力量，但是他们已经尽力了。
Even though they did not have a lot of strength, but they did their best.
所以神就给他一个敞开的门。
Therefore, God gave them an open door.
让别人可以来信主。
So that people will come and believe in the Lord.
会加增他们的人数。
And to add to their numbers.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
有时候我们想，这个福音呢，怎么可以传开呢？
Sometimes we think about how we can spread the gospel.
我们人可以做很多的事情。
Yes, there are many things we can do.
但是如果神没有给你打开这个门。
But if God does not open this door for you.
弄很多的努力。
Doesn't matter how much effort you put in.
也没有什么成果。
It would be in vain.
因为福音是靠神的大能。
Because the gospel is dependent on the power of God.
如果神感动人。
If God can move a man.
替你打开门。
He opens this door.
有时候你看到慕道者自然都会进来。
Then sometimes you will see that true seekers or friends will come on their own.
进来受感动。
And when they come in, they will be moved.
进来得圣灵。
And when they come, they would receive the Holy Spirit.
很简单啊。
It is very easy.
因为神给你敞开的门。
Because the door has been opened for you by God.
那以我们个人来说。
And in terms of our own individuals.
如果我们今天走在主的道路上面。
Today if we walk on the word of God.
主会常常给你敞开的门。
The Lord will often open his doors for you.
我们有时候都很担心我们儿女的前途。
Sometimes we are very worried about our children's future.
现在那么竞争的社会。
It is such a competitive society.
他没有读名校怎么行呢？
If they don't go to a good school,
他没有那么多课外活动怎么行呢？
If they don't do so many other extracurricular activities,
从小都给他安排好了。
It is not good enough, so we tend to make a lot of plans for our children.
很多活动。
They go to a lot of activities.
学校的安排。
We make a lot of plans at school.
目的就是希望他们以后在社会可以发展。
For the sole purpose of allowing them to become successful in the society.
这个都是一个部分而已啊。
But this is only a small part.
人做到的其实很少。
What man can do is very small.
以后毕业之后能不能有成就？
a person whether he can succeed after he finishes school.
就是看看他有没有找对门路啊。
It depends on whether he can find the right path.
还有这个门有没有给他打开啊。
Or whether this door has been opened to him.
如果你儿女是敬畏神的。
If your children truly worship God.
神在一生当中也给他一个敞开的门。
If they truly fear God, God will open up the doors for them in their life.
神自己给他打开。
God will open the door for them.
你都不用担心。
You don't have to worry about it.
如果神不帮他打开。
But if God doesn't open the door for them.
你拼命跟他安排也不一定有用。
Doesn't matter how hard you try to plan for their future, it's in vain.
自己工作自己做事业也是一样。
It's the same for our work in our business.
有时候我们花了很多很多努力。
Sometimes we put a lot of effort into our work.
这里尝试那里尝试。
We try this and try that.
但是门都没有开啊。
But doors are not being opened.
浪费了很多气力。
So we will waste a lot of strength.
根本忘记了，这个门不是自己开的。
Because we have forgotten that these doors are not opened with our own abilities.
这个门呢，是神的才有办法让你打开。
But only God can open the door.
所以如果神给你一个敞开的门。
So if God gives you an open door.
做什么都主会同在。
Then in anything you do, he will be with you.
所以腓拉铁菲教会因为他们得到神的喜悦。
Therefore, because the church in Philadelphia was pleasing in the eyes of God.
神就给他敞开了门。
Therefore, God opened the door for them.
但是也有些阻挡哦。
But there was also some obstacles.
第九节。
Verse 9.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人的，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来这里脚前下拜，也使他们知道我已经爱你了。
Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
这里说啊，当时的腓拉铁菲教会也遇到一些阻挡。
Here says that there were some obstacles the church in the Philadelphia faced.
信仰呢是一定会遇到阻挡的。
In our faith, we would meet up with obstacles.
这个阻挡呢是从撒旦来的。
And these oppositions may come from Satan.
撒旦就是魔鬼。
Satan is the devil.
你看不到神，同样你也看不到魔鬼。
You cannot see God in the same way you cannot see the devil.
但是有神存在，就有魔鬼存在。
But if there is God, there also must be devil.
有光明就有黑暗。
If there is light, there is also darkness.
有善就有恶。
If there is good, there is evil.
一直在相争。
These are fighting against each other.
相争的战场就是你的心里。
And the battleground is in your heart.
神一直想要进到你的心里帮助你。
God wants to enter into your heart to help you.
但是撒旦一直想要进到你的心里来毁坏你。
But Satan also wants to enter into your heart to destroy you.
神要你得救。
God wants you to be saved.
魔鬼要你下地狱。
Satan wants you to go to hell.
神要你过圣洁的生活，让你得到福气。
God wants you to live a holy life and to be blessed.
魔鬼要让你犯罪，远离神。
Satan wants you to sin and to be far away from God.
信仰就是一直在这个征战当中进行的。
So our faith is this process of fighting the war.
那个撒旦的意思就是抵挡者。
The meaning of Satan means the opposition.
所以撒旦常常抵挡神的工。
Therefore, we see that Satan always opposes the work of God.
当时腓拉铁菲教会他们很认真。
At that time, the church in Philadelphia was very.
但是他们遇到阻挡。
They were very good, but they faced with some opposition.
就是当时的犹太人。
And it was the Jews at the time.
他们不但只不相信主耶稣。
Not only did they not believe in Jesus.
还不喜欢别人信耶稣。
But they also didn't want people to believe in Jesus.
还说了很多谎话来抵挡正道。
So they told many lies and to obstruct the truth.
他们在犹太人的手下受了不少苦。
Therefore, the church suffered a lot under the hands of the Jews.
犹太人本来应该第一个信耶稣的。
We know that the Jews should have been the first ones to believe in the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣本身是犹太人出来的。
Because the Lord Jesus himself was a Jew.
但是犹太人心很硬。
But the hearts of the Jews were hardened.
看不起主耶稣的背景。
They looked down on the Lord Jesus.
没有办法接受他。
They could not accept him.
这样子没有办法了。
So there was nothing more could be done.
救恩就这样先临到外邦人。
So salvation was spread to the Gentiles.
像腓拉铁菲的人呢。
Just like the church in Philadelphia.
我们看回来第十节。
Verse 10.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼了。
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
那既然腓拉铁菲教会那么爱主，那么守道理。
And since the church in Philadelphia really loved the Lord so much and how they kept the truth.
那神就给他几样福气。
So God gave them a few blessings.
第一样福气。
First.
就是在普天下人受试炼的时候，你可以免去一些试炼。
First was that when the trials came upon the whole world, they would be spared.
试炼有很多种。
There are many different types of trials.
有一些是个人的试炼。
Some are individual trials.
譬如说你生病了。
For example, when you become sick.
这个是一个个人的试炼。
This is a trial, a personal trial.
躺在医院。
When you are lying in hospital,
看到自己的身体啊，这样子衰弱。
And when you look at your own health,
在痛苦
health deteriorating,
在痛苦的当中，这是对信心的考验。
When you are in pain, this is a trial to your own personal faith.
有时候生意失败。
Sometimes your business may fail.
家庭出了问题。
There may be problems in your family.
这是一种试炼。
These are all personal trials.
试炼是有神的美意。
And trials may contain the good will of God.
没有人喜欢试炼。
Nobody likes trials.
就好像没有学生喜欢考试。
Just like none of the students would like to have a test.
没有考试，没有压力，学生就不会进步。
But if there's no test, there's no pressure, the students would not improve in their work.
不考试，你不知道你不懂什么。
If you don't take a test, then you don't know what you know.
信心没有经过考验。
If our faith is not tested,
那不是真的信心。
It is not true faith.
所以信心一定要经过考验。
Therefore, faith must be tested.
但是有一些试验呢，是不是个人的，是普天下一起要承受的。
However, there are also trials that are not individual, but it is something that the whole world must endure.
我们看马太福音第二十四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章的二十节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 20.
马太福音二十四章二十节。
Matthew 24 verse 20.
你们应当祈求，叫你们逃走的时候不遇见冬天或是安息日。21节。
21.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。22节。
22.
若不减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个得救，只是为选民那日子必减少了。所以说这里是预言在末世必有大灾难。
Here the Lord Jesus prophesies that in the last days, in the end times, there will be great tribulation.
大灾难呢，其实在很多国家不同的时段都有发生。
And we see great tribulations happening at different period of time in history and different countries.
像菲律宾打一个台风，死了几千人。
For example, this typhoon in Philippines killed a lot of people.
看到新闻啊，真的觉得哇，那些人很可怜。
And when you read the news, you will feel you will sympathize with the people.
但是这个是地区性的。
But these are only very localized.
按照主耶稣的预言。
According to the prophecy of the Lord Jesus.
主要来之前，全世界又有大灾难。
Before the Lord Jesus comes again, there will be great tribulation throughout the world.
这个从世界的起头从来没有过。
And this is something that has never happened before.
包括天灾。
Including natural disasters.
包括战争。
Including wars.
包括饥荒。
Including famines.
包括大逼迫。
Including the persecutions.
那个会对每一个人的信心都有很大的考验。
And these things will be a big test to all of our faith.
如果这个考验太长啊，没有人可以撑得住。
And it says that if this period of time is too long, nobody can bear it.
所以就是说，要为选民的缘故啊，这个时间不能太长，一定要很短。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said that for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
那针对腓拉铁腓的这个祝福，就是说，你那么忍耐遵守我的道，那在普天下人受试炼的时候呢？你可以免去一点的这个试炼。
So the blessing that God gave to the church in Philadelphia was that when the whole world is being tested, undergoing through trials, you will be spared.
就是神有特别的怜悯，特别的恩典啊。
That means God will give you special mercy, special blessings.
那我们再看回来启示录的第三章。
Let's refer back to Revelation chapter 3.
三章的十二节。
Verse 12.
启示录三章的十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也不再从哪里出去。以下省略，卷读。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more.
这里说，当你得胜的时候，神要给你一个非常重要的恩典和责任。
Yes, is that when you overcome, God will give you a very special blessing.
要在神的殿中当柱子。
That you will become a pillar in the temple of God.
那神的殿就是教会了。
The temple of God is referring to the church.
在旧约的时代，所罗门所盖的圣殿有两根柱子，非常特别。
In the Old Testament times, within the temple Solomon built, there were two major pillars that were very special.
我们看列王记上的第七章。
Please refer to First Kings chapter 7.
列王记上的第七章。
First Kings chapter 7.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
列王记上的七章二十一节。
First Kings chapter 7 verse 21.
二十一节。
21.
他将两根柱子立在殿廊前头，右边立一根，起名叫亚金；左边立一根，起名叫波阿斯。
Then he set up the pillars by the vestibule of the temple. He set up the pillars on the right and called it the name Jachin. And he set up the pillar on the left and called it the name Boaz.
在神的殿里面呢，有很多很多的装饰。
There are many decorations in the temple of God.
但是呢，最重要、最明显的有两根很大的柱子。
But the most obvious ones, the most important ones are the two pillars.
我们多伦多教会也有两根柱子。
In our Toronto church chapel, we also have two pillars.
听说以前还不止两根，只是有一些把它藏起来而已。
I heard that there are more than two pillars, but most of them are hidden.
但是藏不起来的，最明显就是这两根哦。
But the two that cannot be hidden are these two.
这也是很有意思啊。
It's also quite meaningful.
这个柱子真的太重要了。
Because the pillars are very important.
把这两根柱子拿掉。房顶就塌下来了。
If you tear down these two pillars, the roof will collapse.
那么为什么圣殿里面的走道廊前要放两根大柱子呢？
So why were there two pillars in the temple?
是有意思的。
There's a special meaning.
我们这两根柱子是没有写名字啊。
We don't have names for these two pillars.
但是圣殿之前的两根柱子是有写名字。
But the two pillars in the temple had names.
第一个名字叫做亚金。
First is named Jachin.
亚金就是神建立 ，God established 的意思。
The meaning of Jachin is God established.
这个名字很好。
This is very meaningful.
提醒我们什么？
It reminds us.
就是告诉我们，你做什么，如果不是神亲手帮你建立的，那你都是白做了。
It tells us that if God does not establish, God does not build, then whatever you do would be in vain.
圣经有跟我们提醒。
The Bible also reminds us.
若不是耶和华建造房屋
，unless the Lord builds，
建造的人都枉然劳力。
The builder will labor in vain.
若不是耶和华看守城池
，unless the Lord watches over，
看守的人都枉然警醒。
The watchers will stay awake in vain.
你很努力保护你的家
，so you have you try very hard to protect your house.
如果不是神保护你的家，你白保护了。
But if the Lord does not protect your house, then what you have done is in vain.
你很努力做事业赚钱
，you put a lot of effort into your business.
不是神祝福你，你赚到了也留不住。
But if God does not bless you, you cannot keep what you have earned.
赚到了也享用不到。
That what you have earned, you will not be able to enjoy.
所以第一根柱子提醒你。
So the first pillar reminds you.
一切都是主在建立。
Everything has been established by God.
第二根柱子。
The second pillar.
叫做波阿斯。
Boaz.
Boaz 就是在神里面有力量的意思。
Boaz means there is strength.In God,
这也是很重要。
It's also very important.
你看这根柱子顶了多少吨的这个重量。
You can see how much weight this pillar supports.
它没有在动，但是它每天每时每分每秒在承受住几十吨的重量。
It does not move. However, every moment, every second, it needs to bear a lot of weight.
这也告诉我们。
This also tells us.
今天谁在撑着我们的呢
？Who is supporting us？
谁在给我们力量呢
？Who is giving us strength？
我们每天可以起床工作，照顾家庭，做事业赚钱。
Every day we are able to wake up in the morning, go to work, and to make money.
需要体力。
We need energy.
需要健康。
We need health.
需要脑力。
We need brain power.
需要精神力量。
We need also mental wellness.
我们今天在做圣工，侍奉神。
Today, when we do holy work to serve God,
需要属灵的力量。
We also need spiritual strength.
所有的力量哪里来的呢？
All these strength, where does it come from?
所有的力量都是从神来的。
All strength and power comes from God.
所以这两根柱子的名字太宝贵了。
So the names of these two pillars are very precious.
没有神，你就没有力量。
Because without God, you will not have strength.
如果有神充满我们
，If God is within you and fills you,
不单只有体力
，not only does you have Not only you have energy,
我们心里的力量也会刚强起来。
In our heart, we also have strength from within.
所以啊，神殿里面的柱子太宝贵了。
Therefore, the pillars in the temple of God are truly precious.
到了新约时代
，So when it comes to the New Testament,
教会里面也需要柱子。
The church also requires the pillars.
需要什么柱子呢
？Well, what kind of pillars do we need?
我们看提摩太前书第三章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
十五节。
Verse 15.
提摩太前书三章的十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若 我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎么样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Verse 15, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这里说在神的教会里面呢，需要有真理的柱子。
Here it says that there must, the church of God must have a pillar.
教会最宝贵的不是资产。
And the most important asset of the church is not the...
不是人才。
It's not the building or the human resources.
最宝贵的就是真理。
The most precious thing about the church is the truth.
如果真理没有了，真理改变了，柱子就没有了。
If the church does not have the truth, or if the truth has changed in the church, then there is no more church.
房子就会倒塌了。
There is no more pillar, therefore the building will collapse.
真教会跟俗世的教会不一样。
And true church is different from all the other churches.
真教会有真理的柱子。
True church has the pillar of truth.
这是主耶稣基督立下的真理的规模。
And this is the foundation that the Lord Jesus has laid.
使徒时代他们所传的福音。
And this is the gospel that was preached by the apostles.
这个就是真理的柱子。
This is the pillar of the truth.
那另外，我们来看加拉太书。
And let's also refer to Galatians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse
9. 加拉太书二章九节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 9.
加拉太书的二章九节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 9.
又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰。
And when James, Cephas, and John, who seem to be pillars, perceive the grace that has been given to me.
这里告诉我们保罗他第一次上到耶路撒冷的时候。
Here Paul described that the first time he went up to Jerusalem.
他就见了教会里面几个重要的工人。
He met up with a few important workers in the church.
这里有三个工人。
Here mentions three names.
圣经形容他们是教会的柱石。
The Bible describes them as the pillars.
为什么是柱石呢？
Why are they pillars?
因为太重要了。
Because they were too important.
他们各有他们的恩赐。
They had their own gifts.
像雅各。
For example, James.
他是教会当时的领袖。
He was the leader of the church.
他有属灵的眼光。
He had a spiritual eyesight.
他有属灵的观念。
He had spiritual concepts.
大家辩论道理的时候，辩论要不要守割礼的时候。
So when they were arguing, debating whether to keep circumcision.
他听了两边的讲法。
After he had heard the arguments from both sides.
他就起来讲一讲。
He got up and said.
依我看来，不要难为那些信神的外邦人啊。
According to me, we should not put more burdens on the Gentiles.
听了那么多见证了。
After he had heard so many testimonies.
他们不用守割礼。
At the end, they decided that they no longer need to keep circumcision.
只要不要犯奸淫。
As long as they don't commit sexual immorality.
不要吃血，不要吃热血的牲畜。
As long as they don't eat animals, strangle animals.
这样就可以了。
That is good enough.
你看他就是教会的柱子。
We can see that he was truly the pillar of the church.
有属灵的眼光。
He had the spiritual wisdom.
大家很顺服他。
And people would be willing to submit to him.
那你看基法就是彼得。
And when you look at Cephas,
彼得也是教会的柱。
Peter
也是教会的柱子。
Peter was also the pillar of the church.
他亲自跟过主耶稣三年。
He followed the Lord Jesus himself for 3.5 years.
听了主耶稣很多的道理。
He heard many teachings from the Lord Jesus.
到处向为主做见证。
He testified for the Lord Jesus everywhere.
手里拿着天国的钥匙，就是最纯正的真理。
And he held in his hands the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That is the pure truth.
这个又是柱子。
This is the pillar.
再来约翰。
And also John.
约翰越老越有爱心。
The older John became, the more loving.
以前的约翰年轻的时候。雷子的个性很容易发脾气。
When he was young, he was called the son of thunder. He was very quick tempered.
但是得了圣灵之后
，But after he received the Holy Spirit,
他的个性就改变。
His personality changed.
变得很有爱心。
He became very loving.
很了解神的爱。
He understood the love of God.
所以教会里面有他，别人都照顾得非常好。
Therefore, in the church, he was able to care for other people.
所以你看那个教会里面有。几个不同的工人，但是他们是同时代的，也是有各有恩赐的。
So we see that there were many different workers. They were in the same period. They also had their own gifts.
有人会讲道。
Some people may be very good at giving sermons.
有人很有爱心。
Some people may be very loving.
有人很会带领教会的行政。
Some people are very good at doing administrative works.
这个就是柱子。
These are pillars.
我记得早期的罗东，我们台湾的罗东教会。
I remember in the early times in the 罗东 church in Taiwan.
有两位老长老在教会里面。
There were two elders in the church.
他们真的好像教会的柱子一样。
They were just like the pillars in the church.
一个讲道理很严厉。
One was very stern in his sermons.
听到道理了，大家都会扎心，都会悔改。
After you have listened to his sermons, you feel that your heart has been pierced.
教会的工人、对负责人、对教员的要求都很高。
So he had very strict requirement of the holy workers of the church council members.
另外一个长老呢，比较温和一点。
And there was another elder who was more gentle.
很有爱心。
He was very loving.
好像一个家长、一个爸爸一样。
Just like a parent, like a father.
但是这两个呢，一起侍奉。
But they served together.
让这个教会兴旺起来。
And the church was able to prosper.
所以我们教会要有柱子。
So our church also need pillars.
如果教会没有柱子，教会就不会发展。
If the church does not have pillars, the church cannot continue to grow.
所以做圣工是一种承担。
So to do holy work, it is to bear responsibility.
不是一种职分的那种荣耀。
It is not to have certain positions. It's not a glorious thing.
是要承担很大的压力。
That you are expected to bear many responsibilities and pressures.
愿意为主了，愿意为主承担。
So you must be willing to bear it for the Lord.
你就能够成为神殿的柱子。
Then you can become the pillars of the church.
再来看箴言的第八章。
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言的第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言的第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
至第一节。
Verse 1.
九章一节
，Verse one，
智慧建造房屋，筑成七根柱子。
Wisdom has built her house; she has hand out her seven pillars.
这里说智慧用智慧来打造房屋。
Here it says that wisdom is building her house.
我们都很在意我们家漂不漂亮，有多大，什么区。
We all care a lot whether how big our house is or where our house is located.
其实真正的家。不是那个看得见的。
But in fact, the true house, the true family is not the one that we can see.
真正的家呢，是那个看不见，不是物质的那种人际的关系。
The true meaning of family is not this house, but something is this relationship that exists between human beings that are invisible.
你的房屋就是你的家庭。你的房屋就是你的家庭。
Your house is your family.
你的房屋坚不坚固呢？
Is your house strong?
第一，你夫妻关系坚不坚固
？First depends on whether the relationship between husband and wife is strong.
夫妻关系不好，长期不好，那么肯定这个家没有根，没有柱子。
If there is no good relationship between the spouse, then this house lacks a pillar.
父母就好像家里的柱子。
And the parents are also like the pillars of the house.
所以也特别提醒我们做父母的。
So we want to specially remind those who are parents.
我们要求神赐给我们智慧。
We need to ask the Lord Jesus to give us wisdom.
带领这个家。
So that we can lead the family.
维持这个家。
We can keep the family.
因为你就是家里的柱子。
Because you are the pillars of the house.
尤其是做丈夫的。
Especially the husband.
丈夫就是一个家最重要的那根柱子。
The husband is the most important pillar in this house.
这个家稳不稳定就是看爸爸了。
Whether a house is stable, whether this family is stable, it depends on the husband.
给我们智慧。
So we have to ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
要做一根好的柱子。
So that we can be a good pillar.
让你儿女有一个很安稳的成长的空间。
So that our children can grow up in a very stable environment.
在教会忠心的侍奉神。
In the church, we serve God diligently.
做神殿。里面重要的柱子
，so that we can become pillars in the house, in the temple of God.
一起来唱诗341首
，Let's sing hymn 341.